Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Professor Andre Dubanaga, good morning from the Northwestern University. And how are you doing, Prof?
Good morning, Shafat. I am fine. I'm here in Joburg. I had a presentation yesterday at the Monte Cassino for a number of people sketching the political climate and so on, but I'm ready to talk to you.
Yeah, what caught your headlines? I mean, you were talking to those people then. What were they interested in? What did you tell them, Prof?
Well, interestingly, the Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu, attended the meeting. And in parts of the meeting, I made the presentation in Afrikaans on the request of the organizers. But when she attended, I made some parts in English as well. And I put certain things to her. She talked about we need a complete makeover of South Africa. And I agree completely with her viewpoint. But I just told her what aspects should be remake or remodeled. And some of these aspects is to do away with racial discrimination. Because at the moment, we are consisting with racial criteria within society and applying it in terms of racial laws. And secondly, I told her that the whole concept of a national democratic revolution is an outdated Marxist concept that is not going to work in the 21st century. I emphasize the importance of social coherence and bridge building, integrity, respect for each other, and to build South Africa on basis of a sound value system.
Yeah, Prof, well said. But, you know, the people to talk to is the youth. I mean, who's addressing the youth of the ANC? These are the young men and women that we should be getting to, making them sit around us and let them, making them see the light at the end of the tunnel, Prof.
Yes, indeed, you're quite right. And there's not a lot of conversations on this level because people on this level are literally not into contact with each other. When we're talking about the future, it's not the youth that is participating, it is the elderly political elites. And I'm in complete agreement that we need to accommodate and bring in the youth people. And I am talking sometimes to the youth as well, trying to mobilize them, but I wasn't part of an interaction between, let's say, the Afrikaner youth on the one side and the youth of other minority groups as well as the majority black people.
Yeah. What worries me, Prof, we'll still look at ourselves in South Africa as, you know, white group, Indian group, colored group, and African group. I mean, there's that Ubuntu thing was just a pipe dream, showing cohesion. We don't see it. We're always looking at each other on color basis. Why is that so, Prof?
Shafat, I think it has to do with a number of things. There are cultural reasons for that. There are historical reasons. There are probably genetical reasons for that as well. So I think you can formulate a number of reasons in that context. And my take on it is not to ignore the status of communities, but to see how we can accommodate each other and treat each other on basis of the liberal idea of individualism. In that sense, you stay an Indian in your specific culture. I stay an Afrikaner within my culture. But when we meet as South Africans, we are functioning on a different level. We are cooperating with each other. That is what I have seen in countries like, for example, Canada. And I believe that can work in South Africa as well. And then we have a meeting ground which is not per se racially defined. And I think the Constitution should focus on the rights of individuals, and we should get rid of all forms of racial criteria. How the community organize themselves, that is their choice. And we should leave that. That is not the job of the state to do the social and political engineering. The state must create the general order, the stability, the structure within society at large, consisting of a number and different communities within that society.
You know, Prof, I've been thinking of ideology. You know, ideology can supersede class, religion, race, tribalism, and so forth, so forth. We need an ideology that can break through that, and, you know, we can be what we want to be, but we can be united on this powerful ideology. Maybe we won't even, you know, we care about this and that, but we'll be just all united with one common goal. Can that be achieved, Prof?
Well, Shafat, that can be achieved, but we need a lot of strong leadership. We need a dream. We need a strategic vision for the nation. But at the moment, my take on it is that there are some political groupings mobilizing part of the nation against each other. Let's take, for example, the black-white divide. We are still using the apartheid framework in order to differentiate within society and to mobilize and organize politically accordingly. So that is the problem. We are not acting as South Africans. We are primarily acting as a member of a certain community. And I think we need the leadership. We need the drive to bring these communities together and to remold them within a bigger, more comprehensive society, putting South Africa first.
Absolutely, Prof. I know you had a late night and you're doing you know, what you do best is in conscientizing the people. Prof, you have a blessed day ahead. Perhaps your parting words before I let you go.
Shafat, difficult times ahead of us. It's quite clear that the ANC as an organization is facing major challenges. But on another level, the war is escalating. And then, as a complete sideshow, my heavyweight boxing guy, my Tyson Fury, won his fight against Dylan White yesterday with a knockout. I think I haven't seen the full fight, but I think it was about round 6 or round 7 in that around that. He won with a knockout, so that is my last words.
Yeah, Prof. Tyson Fury does it again. Thank you very much, Prof. You have a blessed day ahead. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
Professor Andre Duvanaga keeping us up to speed. And yes, you know, talking about that ideology thing, and alhamdulillah, can you look into the annals of history where tribalism, where, you know, racism, where all these things were put aside, where they're trampled and put aside, and this ideology came to the fore? When was it?
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.